Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 818. December 16th, 1936. I have offered this day for Russia. I have offered all my sufferings and prayers for that poor country. After Holy Communion, Jesus said to me, I cannot suffer that country any longer. Do not tie my hands, my daughter. I understood that if it had not been for the prayers of souls that are pleasing to God, the whole nation would have already been reduced to nothingness. Oh, how I suffer for that nation which has banished God from its borders. O inexhaustible spring of divine mercy, pour yourself out upon us. Your goodness knows no limits. Confirm, O Lord, the power of your mercy over the abyss of my misery, for you have no limit to your mercies. Wonderful and matchless is your mercy, astonishing the human and angelic mind. My guardian angel told me to pray for a certain soul, and in the morning I learned that it was a man whose agony had begun that very moment. The Lord Jesus makes it known to me in a special way when someone is in need of my prayer. I especially know when my prayer is needed by a dying soul. This happens more often now than it did in the past. The Lord Jesus gave me to know how very pleasing to him is a soul who lives in accordance with the will of God. It thereby gives very great glory to God. I have come to understand today that even if I did not accomplish any of the things the Lord is demanding of me, I know that I shall be rewarded as if I had fulfilled everything, because he sees the intention with which I begin. And even if he called me to himself today, the work would not suffer at all by that, because he himself is the Lord of both the work and the worker. My part is to love him to folly. All works are nothing more than a tiny drop before him. It is love that has meaning and power and merit. He has opened up great horizons in my soul. Love compensates for the chasms. December 17th, 1936. I have offered this day for priests. I have suffered more today than ever before, both interiorly and exteriorly. I do not know if it was possible to suffer so much. I did not know if it was possible to suffer so much in one day. I tried to make a holy hour, in the course of which my spirit had a taste of the bitterness of the Garden of Gethsemane. I am fighting alone, supported by his arm, against all the difficulties that face me, like unassailable walls. But I trust in the power of his name, and I fear nothing. In this seclusion, Jesus himself is my master. He himself educates and instructs me. I feel that I am the object of his special action. For his inscrutable purposes and unfathomable decrees, he unites me to himself in a special way and allows me to penetrate his incomprehensible mysteries. There is one mystery which unites me with the Lord, of which no one, not even angels, may know. And even if I wanted to tell of it, I would not know how to express it. And yet I live by it and will live by it forever. This mystery distinguishes me from every other soul here on earth or in eternity. O bright and clear day, on which all my dreams will be fulfilled. O day so eagerly desired, the last day of my life. I look forward with joy to the last stroke the divine artist will trace on my soul, which will give my soul a unique beauty that will distinguish me from the beauty of other souls. O great day, on which divine love will be confirmed in me, on that day, for the first time, I shall sing before heaven and earth the song of the Lord's fathomless mercy. This is my work and the mission which the Lord has destined for me from the beginning of the world, that the song of my soul may be pleasing to the Holy Trinity. Do you, O Spirit of God, direct and form my soul, yourself. I arm myself with patience and await your coming. O merciful God, and as to the terrible pains and fear of death, at this moment, more than at any other time, I trust in the abyss of your mercy and am reminding you, O merciful Jesus, sweet Savior, of all the promises you have made to me. Here Faustina writes of praying for Russia. It was an atheistic, communist country. God cannot bless a land which tries to banish him from it. Now many of the simple people believed in God, but the government tried its best to eradicate belief in God. Much prayer is needed, especially today, for countries like this. Faustina is told by her guardian angel to pray for a dying soul. I once read that 104 people in the world die every minute. Many die unprepared, so they need our prayers. Faustina writes of God rewarding a good intention, even if one is not able to carry out a work all the way till the end. What's important is the love in one's heart. Mother Teresa once said, God doesn't require that we be successful, only that we be faithful. Faustina then writes of offering up many sufferings for priests. Please pray for your priests. They are always under attack by Satan. They need your prayers and sacrifices. Jesus helps Faustina during her time of seclusion from her religious community. And Faustina thinks about the day of her death, which will be her birth into heaven. Her life is like a masterpiece painting, and God, the divine artist, will put that last brushstroke on it on that day. And then for all eternity, we can admire how Saint Faustina cooperated with God's grace during her earthly life.